Welcome to another biblically based look into today's news from Christian Voice New Zealand. Now here's Mike Bain.
Hi, I'm Mike Bain from Christian Voice New Zealand. At the end of the Bible book of Judges, there are three chapters on the state of Israel, which is summed up in chapter 17, verse 6. It says, "When Israel had no king, everyone did as they saw fit in their own eyes." Yeah, it gives you a preview of how crazy things were in ancient Israel. If there ever was a time a verse like that can be applied to our own days, it's right now. But some people say that the Bible is an ancient book, a lot of ancient stories. How is that relevant to my life today? You know what? I think you haven't really read it. Because when you read it, and you read a verse like that, you start to understand some of the craziness that's happening in this world today. You know, when God is not the standard, when God is not the moral standard for what is right and what is wrong, the standard for what is true and what is false, the standard for what is good and what is evil. If you lose God as that standard and everyone starts doing what is right in his or her eyes, you've got chaos. You have anarchy on the street. You have a redefinition of things that used to be universally understood as something that was right suddenly is now wrong. The things that were universally understood that were wrong suddenly are now right. Why does that happen? Well, it happens when people no longer do what's right in God's eyes, and they do what's right in their own eyes. And you know, my friends, this is what's been happening in New Zealand for many, many years now. Opposition to God as sovereign in this nation has been going on for many years. But you know, at the turn of the 21st century, statistics showed a huge shift in the population moved their allegiance from a belief in God. What was it all about at the turn of the century and subsequent years which brought about the change? Was it the lead into the year 2000 when everyone started in all earnestly believing the world was going to end on New Year's Eve, brought about by the Y2K bug? Could it have been the increase in terror when we watched with dismay the attack on the World Trade Center in 2001? Or might it have been the buoyant financial times we were living in? Things were pretty cool back then. Certainly all these things happening would have made people sit up though and start to think about what's happening. Attitudes appeared to have changed to one's mortality. You know, the old story, if we're going to be here for a short time, then let's live to the fullest. Live for today, for tomorrow we die. You may recall the positive motivation memes back then. Live like you've never lived before. Sing like no one can hear you. Dance like no one is watching. You know, inwardly, we moved from a position of responsibility towards others and themselves to doing and living what and how they saw fit in their own eyes. Issues which had been bubbling under the surface came to full fruition like a voracious hunger. Spilling out of the closets came the gay community. Their sexualization of everything ignited a lust for everything physical. We saw that sexualization of the entertainment industry, and we lost sight of things natural and attempted to turn them on their heads. Exploding theories of past wrongs had to be addressed, and the equilibrium of life was changed peacefully, other times not, as history started to be written from a base of emotion rather than fact. And who could forget the shift in entertainment where people and friendships just, well, they just didn't matter, and how the winner takes it all. There was a lot happening, and people had just come out of some tough financial times of the 90s, and life was good. But here's the thing. While all this was happening, the love for God was falling, just as the Apostle Paul predicted. No one cared about the sovereignty and poo-pooed the idea of God about his church and his authority. They had no king in their eyes and have subsequently even tried to rewrite history today to exclude him. You know, Israel had no physical king for about 400 years from the time of the last judge of Israel before captivity descended upon them. You know, they did everything and decided what was right in their eyes, just like the people of New Zealand are doing. So how should we as Christians respond? It's simple. First up, we must be and seen doing what is right in God's eye. Philippians 2:15, read it with me, says Jesus can empower us to be blameless and innocent children of God without blemish in the midst of a crooked and twisted generation among you who shine as lights in the world. You know, we may stand alone in a sea of disbelief, but like the prophets of old, let us remain faithful and bring the light of the words of the Bible to our fellow New Zealanders. You know, like Israel, we're a blessed nation. Like Israel, we've become complacent. Like Israel stood in judgment, so do we. Like Israel, we are a nation who have forgotten God. The nation needs to hear what a just God is saying. So in this day of testing, we're not called to be discouraged. We're not called to throw in the towel, and we're not called certainly to go into hiding. Instead, we are called to be the salt. We are called to be the light. We are called to carry forth the truth because Jesus said it is the truth that will make you free. This nation needs to be born again. How? We as New Zealanders need to put Christ back on the throne. How do we do that? Well, we put Christ back on the throne in our hearts and our conscience. We put Christ back on the throne of our families, as much depends on us. We get back to our right biblical place, and we put Christ on the throne of law and order and political order, as much depends on us. As much as we can, we must push back against the darkness. We put God back on the throne. We testify to your King's goodness, then testify to your King's grace, testify to your King's glory, testify to your King's gospel. Be willing to have the conversation, and we need to be taking that truth to a world who's in bondage to darkness.
Thank you for watching. For more information about our work or your move to donate, jump online to our webpage, christianvoicenewzealand.com.